he is holding human body. Some human body, there is some invisible presence is there. What is necessary of identifying ourselves? Because there are so many concepts wrapped upon us. So many gossips are there. We are under the pressure of so many concepts and so many gossips. What we want exactly, we are not able to know. We are reading so many books, so many approaching so many masters. There is no conclusion. What is the reality? We are in search of God, in search of so many masters. But we are ignoring our own master within you. See, the invisible presence within you, the ultimate truth, it is final truth, it is called master, it is called Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God. You need not require to go anywhere. How you are proud of beingness, just? Now thinking for realization, enlightenment, these are the words. Proud of beingness is there in word like realization, enlightenment, nothing. After living body, what is realization, what is enlightenment? What is the knowledge? What is the philosophy? What is spirituality? As I told you, everything came out of nothing, everything dissolved in nothing. What is your stand? What is the place of spirituality in our human life? Because human life is painful. So much pain than pleasure. And therefore, to tolerate this human body in search of so many material causes, money is required, publicity is required, sex is required, desires are required. In spite of all these material causes, you are not happy. There is no happiness, there is no peacefulness. It is temporary we are getting. How will you get permanent happiness? Is permanent peacefulness is there or not? Yes. The moment you identify yourself, dear sis, happiness is there. Happiness, unhappiness, pleasure, pain came along with the body. And the body is not your identity. Body was not your identity. Body is not going to remain identity. It's a food body. Human body. I'm not discouraging you to do all this. Spirituality is so many things. How to live happily, how to live peacefully. The moment we identify ourselves, peace is there. As you know, the body is not an identity at all. Some or other day, willingly or unwillingly, you have to leave this body. So basically, you are unborn. There is no death, no birth to you. You are using so many words. Just for communication. Language created by us. So instead of defining the spiritual words, analyzing spiritual words, try to identify yourself in real sense. While trying to identify yourself in real sense, that identifier will disappear, nothing will remain. There is no I there, no he, she, nothing is there. Complete silence. There is no experience, no experiencer. There is no witness, no witness. Your presence is there prior to beingness. That place will remain just like a space of sky. But not to measure yourself in body form, which is busting. Now it happens. And it's the only source I told you. Meditation is the only source. Through meditation, you are inviting attention of the invisible meditator within you that you are ultimate truth. You are hammering all the way. Some words are given. Ambrahman, Sroman, so many words are there. Through these words, you are hammering yourself. Uniting attention of the meditator, you are ultimate, you are final truth. After spontaneous conviction, you do not require to recite mantra, it will be spontaneous, it will automatically. Till you have got spontaneous conviction, I was not body, I am not body, I am not going to remain body. So no concept will impress you or depress you. Thousands of concepts are there. are victim of our own concepts. Now somebody, some man or woman, I got some knowledge. Even I am Brahman also is concept. Prior to being there is no concept at all, dear India. After I was living without three means. So for which you must have spontaneous conviction. Then pain will turn into pleasure. Everybody is a problem. Human body is full of problems. Everybody says, my problem is a major problem. So come out from all this problem, come out from all detention. You have to go through the meditation. See the entire world, project out of your presence. There is no presence in the body. Who talk about the world? Who talk about the God? Who talk about the Master? Master is not separate from you. This body is not Master. The invisible speaker within this body and invisible listener within you, that body, one and the same. This is Master. What is your Master? Why special realization you want? What do you mean by realization? It is spontaneous conviction. Through so many words, through very spiritual words, I am trying to invite attention of the invisible, your ultimate truth. What is the conclusion of the all spiritual knowledge? As I told you, except your selfless self, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no Master. You need not go to any Master, including myself. Stand on your own feet. Matter is shapeless, there is no form, they are formless. It is invisible, it is unidentified, it is anonymous. With various words, I am trying to invite your attention that invisible listener within your ultimate truth. This theory, you must have practical knowledge. I am not asking you to continue to say Ram 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 Rava something. Say the mantra. Try to have conviction. Accept the fact, reality within you. This body was child, then become young man, then become old man. Is it your reality? Who is going and who is coming? Who is taking birth, who is dying? All this concept related to body only. As you that you are not body at all. You are not body at all. How are you prior to being this? How to live in the body? Spiritual knowledge, spiritual knowledge. What is spiritual knowledge? Just to identify one truth in real sense. Only reading so many books, listening from so many masters, it is not enough. What they give a message, that is most important. Therefore, instead of analyzing the words of the various masters, define the words of spiritual masters or spiritual knowledge, what they convey, that is most important. There won't be any criticism. This is not debate, we are not to prove anything. But practical spirituality is most important. Practical spirituality is not. That knowledge, that reality is supposed to be absorbed totally within you. At that moment, you will forget entirely. You will be untouched with the world. Though you are living in this world, you are untouched with the world. You are unconcerned with the world. All relations, all everything came along with the body only. So everything will dissolve along with the body. So this means everything came out of nothing, everything dissolves in nothing. In between you feel that I am something, that something is supposed to be dissolved. It's very simple now. You must have courage to accept the reality, that is what you do. Lack of courage is there. Lack of confidence is there. We are under the influence of so many concepts. Fear is there, tension is there, no peace, no happiness. Why? Because you are measuring outside body. Literally you are knowing I am somebody, I am Atma, Paramatma, Guru, Lord, Master, like that. Practically at mind, ego, intellects, speaking from backside, rebelling against you. So in the beginning, you have to concentrate meditation, that's the basic. When you're learning some language. Sorry. For learning some alphabet, you know, A, B, C, D, and all this. Now you're not learning alphabet, you are master of the language. Similarly, meditation is a limitation. Meditation is the base. Meditation is the antivirus software. So you have to observe that in the beginning. Meditation, nothing, same thing we are repeating again and again. So out of having this conviction, you will totally fearless. Problems are there, there will be, problem will be reduced, dissolved. You take lightly. You have got tremendous power, you are not aware of that. Inbuilt tremendous power. You can overcome all the difficulties. But all the time we are ignoring ourselves. We are expecting some miracles to happen. This is a miraculous box. Human body is having some miraculous box. This is not your identity at all. The individual speaker, individual listener, is his identity. So be strong, have some courage, accept the reality. Only satsang is not sufficient. If we listen so many marks to satsang, have satsang with yourself. The great saint is within you. There is no any saint except yourself as self. There is no master except yourself as self. Stop measuring yourself in body form. We don't have nothing with that. It's reality. It's ultimate truth, the final truth. Try to absorb what you have listened so far. Don't ignore any responsibility. Oh, I'm a spiritual man, how can I do this? No. Because it's a human body. But to live just like a woman, not any woman. Have love and affection for your family members. Take care of your family members. Carry all responsibility. The moment spirit click with the body, we say I. Along with I, so many concepts appear. To have peaceful I, how to identify yourself. That I appear upon your spontaneous presence. If presence is not able to talk about the I. I, you, she, it, he, it, those. Prior to being the who is that? There is no I and there is nothing is there. And there is a British tale to say that except yourself plus self, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no Master. It's a fact. You may be having any position. Do your job, do your duty, don't harm. It's a long dream. It Everybody sees very dream in every day. What about those people? What about that dream world? What about that peacefulness, painfulness, blissfulness? Through body we know ourselves. I'm somebody else. Body is media, not ultimate truth. The food body. Suppose you're supplying food and water, they're growing. So be loyal with you, be faithful with you and your masters. But master is not any form, it's formless master. Strong environment is most necessary. They usually said, while coming in this world, you are not brought anything. While leaving this world, you are not taking anything. The general statement. Why to become victim of so many concepts? Mind, ego, intellects. So many chakras are there, kundalini is there. What? So many words are there. What chakras, what kundalini, what deed or what karma or destiny? We're under the pressure of so many concepts. Where are those concepts prior to beingness? Who knows what is the karma? What is the religion? Prior to beingness, any religion is there? For a living body, what religion is belong to? Do you know about any god, any goddesses? We are unknown to ourselves. After a living body, what will happen? The same, all requests, same questions asked. What is the birth after death? Where the birth is there? Who knows? So not to become slave of your own concepts. Meditation and spiritual knowledge giving you courage to live with pleasure. You can overcome all this pain and miserable life, if at all there. You can ask any question if you want. Because I'm only talking. This is chatting, spiritual chatting, not even dry lectures on spirituality. Through various words, trying to invite attention of the individual listener within you. Except yourself, except nothing is there. You are a source of this world, entire world projected out of your invisible presence. Yes?
Maharaj, for the last couple of years with my sadhana, nothing gives me more pleasure than actually just, you know, abiding as awareness or the presence on, and you know, and sort of the positive benefits of the sadhana have been that life has become a lot easier. So, you know, the synchronicities and the coincidences and there are no problems really. I mean, they just are more sort of challenges, and life just has become a lot simpler. But on the flip side, so I've been trying to basically do. My aim has been like, you know, trying to extend the duration of my sadhana. So it used to be about, you know, an hour and a half, now 2 hours. I'm trying to step up. But it takes my whole life, a whole day to get that 2 hours. I don't go out, I don't, you know, and I enjoy this more than anything else.
Not necessarily 1-2 hours, 1 minute is sufficient for you.
That's the spontaneous conviction which is still missing.
Yes. Pleasure and pain connect with the body. Because we are measuring also in body form. Where was that pleasure and pain prior to beingness? After living body, what pleasure, what pleasure? After living body, who knows what is the pleasure, what is the pain? So for holding this human body, we connect with the painfulness and pleasure. No pleasure is there, no painfulness. Because body knowledge is not tolerable. Directly, indirectly, we are posing ourselves in body form. We are having a lot of spiritual knowledge. We talk about Atman, Paramatman, Paramahansa, God and yourself. No sadhana is required. Why sadhana is required? Prior to being away any sadhana? What do you mean by sadhana? I'm advising meditation. Why? What is the purpose of meditation? You're inviting attention of the invisible meditator within you that you are ultimate truth. Except selflessness, nothing is there. That conviction support to be appears spontaneously. No special sadhana is required. Sitting 1 hour, 2 hours, and 10 hours is not meaningful. One moment is sufficient. That I am supposed to be dissolved. What you are doing, or that deed, some base of I am is there. I am somebody else. I am sadhak or devotee.
Maharaj, I call it sadhana, but it's really okay, so dhyana,
I can
meditation.
I'm not blaming you.
Right.
It happens in every case, in every case also. But I say sadhana is not necessary. What you learn, what you listen to various sources, try to absorb it totally. It's open fact, except you're selfless, yet there is no God. Why to find out the God and God now? What is the purpose of sadhana? What is the purpose of devotion? What is the purpose of meditation? What we have to achieve? What is the goal? What is the ultimate truth? What is the final truth? You are final truth. You are ultimate truth. You have to please yourself. Saint is not separate from you. Master is not separate from you. This is not master. The bodies are different. The invisible listener within it is a master. Formless, shapeless. That sadhana is required. Yes, that I am that. Without an ego. How are you proud of beingness? I don't know. After living body, I don't know. In negative answer, the positive meaning is there. I don't know means you are not in any shape, you are not in any form. There is no experience, no experiencer. There is no witness, there is no witnesser. There is no I, there is no you. No language is there. No knowledge is there. It's open fact.